Hello.
Good afternoon. My name is Tiffany, and I was returning your phone call back from customer service. How may I help you?
Yeah, Tiffany, it said that the survey did for the United Post Office. Is that true?
Now, the you might have seen a survey on their website. Did you already take the survey? Okay, let me see if I can get an account pulled up for you. What's your zip code, please?
33029.
Okay, thank you. And your first and last name?
James, last name Daniel.
Now, I don't see her account for you. Have you already, like, because you know you take the survey, it's wanting you to pay the shipping cost for that product. Have you already, like, paid the shipping cost for it already? You just took the survey.
No, I just did the survey. I haven't put no personal information in there.
Okay, so let me tell you a little bit what's going on. So when they send you that email, well, when they send you that survey, when you take that survey, it is offering you maybe a pair of EarPods, maybe a fitness watch. But when it offers you those products, you do pay the shipping costs, but after 14 days, they do charge you a one-time payment for those product for that product. And if you get the fitness watch, the one-time payment for that fitness watch is $59.97, and then for the EarPods is $29.97.
That sounds like a real cost.
Yeah, because you only it's only free for 14 days to where you only pay the shipping costs, but after then, yeah, they will charge you for it.
I appreciate you being so honest with me, and I promise I will not finish it. Thank you.
Okay, yes, sir. You're welcome. No problem. Thank you for calling customer service.